Welcome to today's episode of Imaginative Izzy.
Hi, I'm Izzy. And this is me, well, being me. And for all of my life, all 10 years, my imagination has been one of my best friends. So, I thought I might share a little bit about what life is like being Imaginative Izzy. So, let's begin. Today is Monday, and I am getting ready to start my day. So far, I've gotten up and got dressed and brushed my teeth and all of that stuff. Now I am doing this. It is almost 9 a.m., and I have a morning meeting to go to in a couple of minutes, but I will be back after my school day is done and tell you how my day went. Hi again. I am back from my long but mostly fun day. Right now, it is about 4:30 p.m., and I am back to tell you about my day like I promised.
Don't forget to tell them about the little bad part too, Izzy.
I won't, Mama. Well, let's just start after I left you guys. I was getting into my first Zoom call of the day, my morning meeting with my class. Just before, my mom asked me if I had my headphones. I said yes. I have this little basket that I keep my headphones in, and I looked. But all I could find were my noise-canceling ones that don't have a microphone. Uh-oh, I thought. They're not here. I told my mom I couldn't find them, and she said that I could keep looking before lunch meetup with my class. So, I started my meeting and then went to work. I was working on division and my reading for book group, and the next thing I knew, it was almost time to go to the lunch meeting. I kept looking for my headphones, but with no luck. I was starting to get really frustrated, so my mom had a conversation with me about where they could be, but I just started crying. She still tried to talk with me, but I just cried and cried and cried and cried. And then she was just done. She told me I had to turn off my meeting, but I really wanted to stay on. But she told me I had to, so I did. Then we tried having another conversation, but no use. It just escalated. My mom was getting irritated, and she just went out of the room to calm down. I started to feel like I could search for them again, and when my mom came out, we started looking. My mom came into my room and looked under a blanket, and surprise, there they were. I really felt like I was dumb because I didn't think to look under things. But my mom and I had another conversation, and she told me I was not dumb. She said it was okay, and I just need to practice not yelling so much and pay attention to little details, like looking under things. Well, in the end, that worked out pretty well. Have you ever had a time that you felt that way? After that, I didn't have time to do anything else but eat lunch before my art class. After art, I made some cards for frontline workers, worked on an interview for school, and wrote an ekphrastic poem. Have you ever heard of an ekphrastic poem? I hadn't before last week either. It was a busy and full day, and it's going to feel good to just relax with my family this evening. I didn't have a lot of time to play with my imagination today, so I think I'll find a way to do that tonight. What are you doing tonight? I look forward to talking to you again soon. For now, keep imagining!